This is a very important part of your spiritual journey, is to understand that you have had other lifetimes, that you have existed. When this first became, I first became aware of this, as I mentioned, it started in 1969 when I had my first past life experience. And I want to just share a little bit about how that happened for me. I was meditating in my kitchen. And what happened was I was sitting in my chair and I was just kind of relaxing. And the children had gone off to school and it was my time. And I was sitting there and all of a sudden, it was like a dream state that took over me. It was, I saw like you know when you're dreaming, you feel like you're a part of that, the dream. And I saw this little girl standing in front of a gated iron a gate. And she was hanging on to it, and she was little. She was about 6 or 7 years old, and she was dressed really strangely in a really weird little dress. And she looked very old-fashioned, and she was crying. And I saw that, and it was a strange feeling that took over me. I was consciously observing a dream. Now, that had never happened to me before, that I was consciously observing a dream and knowing that I was awake. And since I'm sharing this with you because this is sometimes how our revelations come in our awake dream state. And I want to stress this, awake dream state, because since then I've had many, many, many experiences like this, and I've heard of many of you that have had experiences like this. So if you've never had experience, be open to having that type of a revelation of something. Well, now after I said that, this little girl is standing at the gate, she's crying, and I'm watching her, and I'm starting to feel bad. I'm starting to feel, oh, I wish I could help that little girl. I don't know what to do for her. And I'm saying this in my mind, and I'm watching her cry, and all of a sudden, I realized this little girl was me. Now, that was a shock. I kind of jumped out of my chair, and I thought, what's going on here? I felt her. I knew her. Well, your logical mind gets involved here, and you start evaluating it and saying, okay, then what's going on here then is the fact that I just felt sympathy for her. And when feeling sympathy for her, I made her mine, you see? And I kind of set it aside and I justified it. And so as I went along the day, I went to visit a friend, and in that experience of visiting my friend, I told her about this experience that I had, and we started talking about it. And out comes this emotion in me about this little girl, that how she felt and what her name was and I was in France, and all this stuff started coming out of me. And I was in a convent, and my mother had left me there, and all this weird, weird stuff was coming out of me. And I thought, oh my goodness, oh, this must be a past life. But I had no education in past lives. Nobody had really ever talked to me about it. This was so foreign to me that I was very much in shock. But somehow, some way, my spiritual self started to understand that this was a past life, and there was something happening to me at a deeper level than I've ever had happen to me before. With that revelation and the understanding that I had been in another time zone, so to speak, 400 years, 500 years ago, made me realize for the very first time, wow, I'm a soul. I'm a soul evolving. This is happening to me. This who I think I am, I'm not. See, it was like God gave me a wake-up call, slapped me on the head and said, wake up, girl. This is not who you are. You think you're Janie Fenton Hart. That's who you think you are. This is not who you are. You're so much greater than that. You're so much beyond that. Let her go. let that little image of yourself go and come into understanding that there's more to you than you understand you to be. And that was a huge spiritual giant step in my on my spiritual journey. And the more I allowed myself to embrace that thought and idea, the more clarity I got about it. And the more understanding I got about the people in my life. So what I want to talk to you tonight and really hone in on is the fact that when you understand that you are a soul in evolution, really understand it to the depth of the people in your life, and the most significant people in your life have been with you before. And I want you to think of one person in your life that right now that maybe you have a significant relationship with, and it could be not so good, it could be wonderful, it could be teeter-tottering, and you don't understand why it's there and what to do with it, or you do understand, but it gets confusing. That person has been with you before. That soul has been with you before. So if you will honor the fact that that soul's been with you, and you start looking at that soul differently, and see what that soul is really trying to tell you. See what that soul is trying to needs from you. You see, we have this thing that happens when we are moving through our lifetime with all these different souls, and we have different agendas with each other, different reasons for being with each other. And so when you start to really get that concept, then you're going to move quicker on your journey. Now over here I have a picture of a man walking a tightrope. And how I see this is that when we come into incarnation, we have a life plan already within our beingness. We have free will to make different choices. And how we handle our life is very, very important, the choices we make, because we were given many opportunities on our journey to grow, to change, and to be more into work in the best interest of our souls. Everything you're doing is trying to work in the best interest of your soul. Your soul is trying to push you, trying to get you to take a step. It's trying to bring more conscious awareness to you. So here's a man walking the tightrope. We come into incarnation, we start walking a tightrope, so to speak. And we have to balance ourselves on this journey so that we don't fall off and make wrong decisions and wrong choices and then get ourselves right back on the tightrope for the next life. Because everything you're doing today will come into perhaps your next life if it's not properly taken care of this life. This is why I'm always talking to you about forgiveness. Always talking to you about what you need to do to balance your soul, to work in the best interest of the other person too. If you've been in my life before and I forgive you because we've had some differences, I give you an opportunity to step up to make a different choice in your life. And so this is how the ball game is played. Those significant people in your life are there for the purpose of waking you up in some way. And I've had many, many experiences with my family, my children, and my ex-husband. My ex-husband, he and I had 4 or 5 lives together. And we had to work through all those lifetimes in the 18 years we were married. And I had started to understand the different lifetimes that I was living through and how that at the beginning of our marriage, it was the the romance and all that. And then as soon as I got married, he started treating me like a little girl and giving me orders and telling me what I could do and what I couldn't do. And I was like his daughter rather than a wife. But it, you see, what the truth was that I was his daughter in another lifetime that he didn't take care of. So now he had an opportunity to take care of her. You see, so this is, these are the things that happened, the weird things that were happening when you have a significant relationship and it switches and changes. And usually the more that karma you have or more lifetimes that you've had with this person, the more times it switches and changes, switches and changes. First you play one part in that relationship, and then suddenly something happens and you start playing another part in the relationship. And then finally, you know it's done, it's over, and you can move on. And it's good. It's good. And it's all about forgiveness. It's all about forgiveness. If we don't forgive, then we carry the baggage with us. And so there's one thing that I do over and over again. The seven steps that I've taught you about working in your best interest and making transitions and changes easily, I have used it for the purpose of disconnecting karma. Disconnecting karma. When you use the seven steps, that helps you with the forgiveness to disconnect the karma. That doesn't mean that that person will never be back in your life. No, that means that maybe the game will change, or maybe you'll start playing a different game, or maybe you'll have an opportunity to talk to them and see something new. So it's so important to understand that these tug of wars that you might have in a relationship or with a boss or just in general, they come from past experiences. Past experiences. And so it's so important. Why, I gave you a paper here saying, why bother with previous lives? And I wanted you to have this, and I wanted you to take it home and look at it. Because it's the only way you're going to truly know yourself. You see, the purpose of this life is to know your whole self. We're only 1/10 conscious, the 9/10 subconscious, the square all your past lives lay. But that part needs to be recognized eventually, and many people have come up to me and said, you know, is it important to know my past lives? Well, when it's time to have that revelation that you will have them, but it's not important that you know it today. But what is important is that you accept the fact that you've been here before, and that the people in your life are here for a purpose to help you to grow and change. And you were given many, many possible chances to really look at this, because the spiritual journey is to uncover the soul essence and move into the fourth dimensional consciousness. As human beings, we are in what we call the third dimensional consciousness, where the opposites exist. The love, hate, all the opposites, the joy, the sorrow. You know that you experience great joy one minute and great sorrow the next minute. And maybe you are joyous one whole day, and then the next week that everything seems to have gone wrong. And this is living in the opposites. Well, eventually what happens here is as you move in consciousness, you move beyond the opposites. And when I started to realize that that was my job, to move beyond the opposites and not let them affect me or drive me my life, that I started really working on my spiritual journey, because we are so involved in the opposites. Will he love me or won't he love me? What will happen if? Will I get the job or won't I get the job? All these things are happening in your life, and if you can be beyond the opposites, you can be in the play, but not of the play. Jesus talked about be in the world, but not of it. I call it be in the play, but not of the play, because then you're emotionally involved. You cannot think clearly about what you really need to do about anything. So the whole journey here is to go beyond, so that if something happens in your life, it doesn't cripple you. It doesn't cripple you, and then you take you 6, 7, 8 months to recoup from a relationship or recoup from a job that didn't happen for you, or you got laid off, that you can't come to terms with it. If you take it up the 7 steps, if you let go of it, be it the job, be it a friend or anything, let it go and then let it, let new energy surface so that you can take the move you need to take in the best interest of your soul. And always, if it's in the best interest of your soul, it's in the best interest of their soul too. Because it is the way the universe is put together. It's good for all concerned. So knowing that there is this karmic thing that's happening, and that we've had dozens of lives, and we've had lots of opportunities to grow, and we have developed talents and abilities to do wonderful, wonderful things. And when we have that understanding, we can work in the best interest of our soul, because we peel back those memories of those good things that are happening. A lot of you are multi-talented. Now, where did those many talents come from? They came from you practicing in other lives different things. And then all of a sudden, you have this variety of things you can do. You might be a good singer, and you might be a good artist. Or you might be a wonderful business person, but also a great meditator. Bringing all these aspects of yourself into one incarnation, and be aware of it and know how to use it in the best interest of your soul, is the thing that's going to change everything within you. Because now you're not having a tug of war. When I get in a tug of war with myself, out of integrity, I want to go this way, but there's part of me that wants to go that way. I know right away I'm not in alignment. And I have to look at what's working in my life that's keeping me out of alignment. Always, always it's me. Always it's me that's keeping me out of alignment and not cooperating with what needs to be done. So if there's any time that I start to feel this pull on myself, I know right away, I got to sit down, I got to journal, I've got to say what's going on, what is it that I need to do? And within a day, I will have the answer. I will know what I need to do to straighten myself up and keep myself in alignment, keep myself on that tightrope and not get pushed off. So this is the journey. So the more you ask the questions, have a notebook. I know notebooks and writing things down is not the most fun thing to do, but it's the most rewarding, because what will happen is that you will be answering your own questions and guidance can come through. Your intuition will suddenly kick in and you'll get the answer you need to support that essence of your being, which is what we need. We need to know how to support ourselves and others. And the only way we can do it is start to journal and say, okay, now what is it that I'm going to be doing next? And or why am I having a struggle within myself? And what is the struggle? What is the struggle? Do I feel out of power? Do I feel like I don't have any power and that people are taking advantage? What is it that's going on with me? I need to write about it. I need to say, I need to understand this, because I need to get back in alignment, God. Realign me, realign me. That's always been a wonderful thing to say. Realign me. When you find yourself in this tug of war or you're not sure, say, realign me, God. Realign me. And just keep saying, realign me, because you know you're not in alignment when you're having tug of war. So that's one little thing I want you to hear tonight, as well as to understand, number one, that you are soul evolving, and number two, you have more power over your life than you think you do 90% of the time. If you can get yourself into alignment with your highest good, so that your conscious mind, your subconscious, and your God conscious mind all work together in perfect alignment, so that you take the perfect steps that are yours to take. You know how often we have these times that we don't know what to take, step to take. We are vacillating on the tightrope, and we're afraid if we do this, it's going to take us in the wrong direction. Oh, well, if I do that, it's going to take me in another direction. What direction am I supposed to take? And there's where the answer will come to you if you stop and say, okay, I'm vacillating. I cannot vacillate. I am vacillating. I need to stop vacillating and get in alignment. And only my soul, God, consciousness can realign me. I need to do it. Meditation is another wonderful way to keep in yourself aligned. That's why I'm so happy that you come on a Thursday night and meditate, because this keeps you aligned. It keeps me aligned. I'm glad that we're here to support each other, because this is so important to stay aligned. And if you can do that for 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes, 15 minutes a day, you're going to constantly aligning yourself. That is supporting the evolution of your soul. If you can align yourself with your higher self, which is what happens when we meditate, we get ourselves out of the way. We open ourselves to guidance, and that guidance can come in. And if you think the guidance isn't right, measure it by what is the best for all concerned. If it's Jane's going to win and everybody's going to lose, I'm out of alignment. I'm out of alignment. But if I can see I'm going to win and that's going to help the other person to win too, then I am in alignment with what needs to be done. So these are just little things that have happened to me in my lifetime that have helped me so much to get out of the way of myself. Because yourself, your ego, it loves to tell you you're not very good and that you're making mistakes and that this belongs to me and all the crap, you know, this is mine, or I need this to be happy or that to be happy. Then you know you're not where you need to be, because when that happens, you are into that ego state, what it's mine, and getting out of that. When I began to get out of that state, actually more things, really great things happened to me that I just simply walked into by accident, but not by accident. It was the alignment that happened that took me to the right place at the right time to do the right thing. There's no accidents. We grow from every experience that we have. And if we're open for that, we're going to grow faster, more easily. So things I want to really leave you with tonight to think about is, you are a soul in evolution. The people in your life are there to help you grow, to help you to know more about who you are. So when they push your button, say, oh, okay, yay, you're here. You're going to help me to grow. And I am not going to take it personally. And I think that is one of the most important things I can say. Do not take it personally. It's so easy to get into this stuff that we take personally. Get detached, and being detached doesn't mean you're indifferent. Oh, booey, I don't give a darn. Uh-uh. Detachment is I can stand here and listen to what you have to say, and you may be talking to me in a personal way that I've done something that you didn't like. I can listen to that. I can evaluate it, but I don't have to hand it back to you. In other words, you're angry with me? Well, I can be just as angry with you. You think you can tell me that? I can tell you this. And this is what gets you into trouble, because then you take that karma and you multiply it until it's a great big huge ball of nothingness. And then you're feeling bad about yourself. The other person is feeling bad about themselves, and you don't know how to get yourself realigned with yourself and with them. So do what's in the best interest of your soul. Is always do not take things personally. That is a step of going beyond the opposites. That is the Christ consciousness, the fourth dimensional consciousness, because there's a whole world here. There's a whole different world that you can live on, have your energy in, that is so much more freer than what you're doing right now. Because every time I take a veil off, and I talk about them as veils, I take a veil off, I get freer. But But then I have to go through another veil. And then I get freer and freer. So the goal is to become 100% conscious. Because right now, a lot of you are 2/10 conscious, 3/10 conscious. A lot are just 1/10 conscious. The goal is to become 100% conscious of the soul and beingness, which is the step that you'll take into the next dimension of your beingness. You may be in this body, but you aren't looking at life the same way in any way, the same way as you looked at it before. One experience can open you up to more of those God experiences, which takes the veils down so that you can work in the best interest of your whole beingness instead of just working in the best interest of the personality self, which is just there to create more karma. It really is. Our personalities will put us in the box because it's selfish. It wants what it wants, and it wants what it wants now. It wants what it wants now. Like a little child, they want what they want now, and they will scream and cry and try and get it. Well, our personality selves are just like that, even though we are now grown-up people. We still have that thing going on where I want what I want when I want it. And then if you don't give me what I want when I want it, then I don't like you anymore. And you see, that what does that create? More karma, more karma, more karma. And then the ball gets bigger, and it gets harder to take it down, and the anger gets bigger, and the disappointment gets more, the resentment gets more, and then nothing gets settled. So if you can be impersonal, look at your things, not take them personally, then you can embrace what's going on with new eyes, new ears, and a new feeling. Because when we don't feel right about ourselves, we affect other people because of the way we will act. We won't be as patient. We won't be as forgiving. We won't be as comforting or nurturing. We're hurting ourselves. We need someone to take care of us. You see, I found that out about myself. I need you to take care of me. Now what am I going to do if you're not taking care of me? And it's just like, oh, Jane, there's something really wrong with you. If you need another person, you have everything you need within you. And if you will just stop needing and get here, then you're going to be able to really stand in the midst of yourself and working in the perfect energy pattern to bring that forth, which is your inheritance from God to move in the best interest of your soul. So forgiveness, don't take things personally. Understand that there is karma that you're doing. Understand that you've been in lifetimes with these people, that your souls that you've been with before. All of us have probably been in a lifetime together, somewhere along the line. Because we've gathered together as a group, there's maybe some way, there's a fringe here, a fringe there. Some are more deeply related spiritually, soul-wise, than others. But we're all in this ball game together. So it's in our best interest to support each other, help each other, and be there for each other to talk to each other through it. So hopefully you're going to find other people in the world like us that you can talk to and work with and you can support. They can support you. And then that way, what happens is you have a support team that can really, really bring you into a greater understanding of yourself. So with all that stuff I just said, I support you on your journey as we all try to stay on that tightrope without jumping off of it one way or the other. So thank you for being with me, and I support your soul. I support you. And if there's any way I can help you, please leave a note in the prayer box, because I really understand the process that we are all going through to discover who we are and to work in the best interest of ourselves and our loved ones. And so I really would love to be of support to you, because I've probably gone through whatever you're going through already, and I've had to work it out myself. I know what I've done to support myself to take those steps and I can help you best I can to take them too. So I love you, I support you, and I will see you next week as we journey on our journey and find new people to bless. So say hi to each other and let us go forth with a spirit of excitement.